Word 32. Nettle. N-E-T-T-L-E. To irritate, annoy, vex, harass, pester, provoke. Their supervisor constantly nettled them about trivial or irrelevant details. You may be familiar with the plant called the nettle, which has tiny hairs that sting and irritate the skin. The verb to nettle means to sting like a nettle, hence to irritate or annoy. Someone who is nettled is irritated to the point of silent anger or resentment. Word 33. Repudiate. R-E-P-U-D-I-A-T-E. To reject, cast off, disown, renounce, refuse to accept as one's own. Also, to reject as false, deny the authority of, refuse to accept as true. Repudiate suggests a formal, often vehement rejection. You can repudiate a child, reject or disown the child. You can repudiate a belief, cast it off or renounce it. You can repudiate a claim, deny its authority. And you can repudiate a charge, reject it as untrue. Word 34. Impetuous. I-M-P-E-T-U-O-U-S. Hasty, rash, overeager. Acting in a sudden, vigorous, emotional way, with little thought. The impetuous shopper buys on impulse rather than out of necessity. A prudent investor is not likely to make impetuous decisions. The words rash, impulsive, and impetuous all refer to hasty or sudden actions or to people who act first and think later. Rash suggests reckless haste and foolish daring. In the arena of international relations, rash statements can lead to war. Impulsive suggests an ungovernable inner force that drives one to act without thinking. He is an impulsive talker who often puts his foot in his mouth. Impetuous suggests great energy, eagerness, or impatience. Children are often impetuous, prone to act suddenly without thinking. Impetuous behavior in an adult is often considered over-emotional or immature. Antonyms of impetuous include prudent and circumspect. For more on those two words, review the discussion of prudent, keyword 47, in level 1. Word 35. Frugal. F-R-U-G-A-L. Spending carefully and wisely. Thrifty. Economical. Frugal comes directly from a Latin word meaning economical, and ultimately from the Latin frux, fruit, produce. Frugal people are cautious and sparing with the fruit of their labors. The words thrifty, economical, provident, and parsimonious all mean frugal, spending carefully and wisely, but in slightly different ways and degrees. Thrifty implies hard work and good management as a means to prosperity. The thrifty person spends only what is necessary and diligently saves the rest. Economical implies the use of money or resources in the most advantageous way. An economical car uses fuel efficiently. An economical investment is one that generates a higher return. Provident suggests providing for the future. The provident person spends carefully with a mind toward what may be needed later. Parsimonious means extremely frugal, stingy, miserly. The parsimonious person keeps a wary eye on every nickel and dime. Frugal, spending carefully, may also be used to mean involving little expense, not wasteful or lavish. A frugal meal is an economical, no-frills meal. Flying coach rather than first class is a more frugal way to travel. Word 36. Incongruous. Incongruous. Out of place, inappropriate, inconsistent, unsuitable, lacking harmony of parts or agreement in character. Incongruous comes from a Latin verb meaning to come together, fit in. From the same source come the adjectives congruous and congruent, which mean coming together harmoniously, fitting in consistently. The in at the beginning of incongruous is called a privative prefix, which means it deprives or takes away the meaning of what follows. Thus, incongruous means not congruous, not appropriate, not consistent, out of place. An incongruous remark is one that is inappropriate or not in keeping with the conversation. An incongruous element is out of place, not consistent with the elements around it. An incongruous action is unsuitable to the occasion or situation. An incongruous mixture lacks harmony or agreement. Word 37. Assuage. A-S-S-U-A-G-E. To relieve, ease, allay, mitigate, make less severe or intense. Also, to satisfy, appease, make content. When you assuage someone's grief, assuage someone's anger, assuage someone's pain, or assuage someone's fears, you relieve those conditions, allay them, make them less severe or intense. When you assuage your hunger or thirst, you relieve it by providing food or drink. When you assuage a need or desire, you satisfy it by procuring what is needed or desired. Assuage is sometimes mispronounced assuage or assuage. These recent variants have made their way into a few current dictionaries, but the traditional and proper pronunciation, countenanced by all dictionaries, is assuage. Word 38. Corroborate. C-O-R-R-O-B-O-R-A-T-E. To confirm, support, make more certain or believable. Six witnesses corroborated the victim's account of the crime. Corroborate comes from a Latin verb meaning to strengthen. In modern use, corroborate means to strengthen by providing additional evidence or proof. When you corroborate a story, you strengthen it, support it, help to establish it as true. The words authenticate, verify, substantiate, and corroborate all mean to confirm in slightly different ways. To authenticate is to establish something as authentic or genuine. You authenticate a document, a signature, or work of art. To verify is to establish as true, confirm the accuracy of. Reporters have a responsibility to verify facts and quotations. To substantiate is to support by supplying reliable evidence or proof. Scholars and scientists must substantiate their theories. The investigation uncovered several key facts that substantiated the case against the company. To corroborate is to substantiate what someone else has said by supplying additional evidence or proof. When you corroborate another person's statement, you make it more certain or believable. Word 39. embellish. E-M-B-E-L-L-I-S-H. To decorate, dress up, adorn, enhance with ornamentation, make more beautiful, elegant, or interesting. Embellish comes from an old French verb meaning to make beautiful, and has been traced back to the Latin bellus, pretty. By derivation, embellish means to beautify, make pretty. An embellishment, the corresponding noun, is a decoration, ornament, something that beautifies. Embellish may be used in numerous ways to mean to decorate, make more beautiful or interesting. You can embellish your home by decorating it with beautiful things. You can embellish an outfit with ornaments or accessories. You can embellish your speech or writing with interesting words and elegant phrases. And you can embellish a story, dress it up with entertaining details, or even things that aren't true. Over the years, the old fisherman had added many fanciful embellishments to his tale about the big one that got away. Word 40. Avaricious. A-V-A-R-I-C-I-O-U-S. Greedy. Money-grubbing. Miserly. Consumed with a selfish desire to accumulate money or property. The corresponding noun is avarice, greed, an inordinate desire for wealth. The words greedy, covetous, and avaricious all apply to people who eagerly want to acquire more than they have or are entitled to have. Greedy is the general term for an excessive desire for anything. A person can be greedy for approval, greedy for success, or a greedy eater. Covetous suggests an excessive and sometimes immoral desire for what another person has. Steve wasn't sure if his neighbor Dave was more covetous of his new sports car or his attractive wife. When Ann was promoted to vice president, she could tell that most of her former co-workers in middle management were covetous of her spacious office and impressive salary. Avaricious implies an excessive and selfish drive to accumulate wealth and valuable possessions, and often suggests an accompanying desire to hoard them. Any observant person could see plainly that the city was run not by the people or the politicians, but by a few avaricious developers who controlled most of the real estate, and a few avaricious bankers who were tight with credit and charged outrageous interest rates.
Let's review the 10 words you've just learned. This time, we're going to play One of These Definitions Doesn't Fit the Word. I will say a word followed by three apparent synonyms, but only two of those three words or phrases will be true synonyms. One will be unrelated in meaning. You have to decide which one of the three ostensible synonyms doesn't fit the word. Ready? Here we go. Transient means temporary, passing, portable. Portable doesn't fit. Transient means temporary, passing, lasting a short time. To nettle means to puzzle, irritate, annoy. Puzzle doesn't fit. Nettle means to irritate, annoy. To repudiate means to renounce, revoke, reject. Revoke doesn't fit. Revoke means to take back, withdraw, cancel. Repudiate means to reject, refuse, renounce, deny. Impetuous means impulsive, hostile, rash. Hostile doesn't fit. Impetuous means hasty, impulsive, rash, acting suddenly with little or no thought. Frugal means prudent, economical, spendthrift. Spendthrift doesn't fit. Spendthrift means wasteful, spending extravagantly. Frugal means economical, spending carefully. Incongruous means inappropriate, inadequate, inconsistent. Inadequate doesn't fit. Incongruous means inappropriate, inconsistent, out of place. To assuage means to sympathize, ease, relieve. Sympathize doesn't fit. To assuage means to relieve, ease, make less severe or intense. To corroborate means to confirm, explain, support. Explain doesn't fit. To corroborate means to confirm, support, substantiate, make more certain or believable. To embellish means to make beautiful, dress up, show off. Show off doesn't fit. To embellish means to decorate, dress up, adorn, make more beautiful, elegant, or interesting. Avaricious means lustful, covetous, greedy. Lustful doesn't fit. Avaricious means greedy, miserly, covetous, driven to accumulate wealth and possessions. That concludes the review for this section.
Now let's take a look at the features and departments for Level 2. First, an exposé of two commonly confused words. What is the distinction between sensual and sensuous? Is there a difference in meaning when you say sensuous feelings and sensual feelings? Yes, there is indeed a difference. Sensuous refers favorably to things experienced through the senses. Sensuous music, sensuous colors, the sensuous beauty of the forest, the sensuous aroma of fine food. Sensual refers usually unfavorably to the gratification of the senses or physical appetites, especially in a self-indulgent or sexual way. The sensual excesses of the glutton, the sensual nightlife of the city, the sensual atmosphere of a singles bar, the sensual cravings of a drug addict. The controversial 1969 bestseller, The Sensuous Woman, would have been more accurately titled The Sensual Woman, because its explicit subject matter concerns the unabashed gratification of sexual desire. Here's how you can keep the two words straight. If you mean lovely, pleasurable, or experienced through the senses, use sensuous. If you mean self-gratifying or pertaining to physical desires, use sensual. Sensuous thoughts have a pleasant effect on your senses as well as your mind. Sensual thoughts are erotic, sexually arousing, maybe even lewd. The sensuous feeling of silk against her skin filled her with sensual desire. Now, before that sensuous sentence makes you break out in a sensual sweat, let's take a quick look at a commonly misused word, comprise. In strict usage, comprise means to include, contain, consist of, be composed of. It should not be used to mean to make up. Do not say the United States is comprised of 50 states, or that 50 states comprise the United States. The rule for comprise is that the whole comprises its parts. The parts compose the whole. Therefore, you should say the United States comprises 50 states, or 50 states compose or constitute or make up the United States. When you mean to make up, use that phrase, or compose or constitute. Use comprise only when you mean to include or contain. Our city comprises 1 million residents. they watched a TV miniseries comprising 5 episodes. The report comprised 3 different proposals. Now let's proceed to the final 10 keywords in Level 2. Word 41. Cursory. C-U-R-S-O-R-Y. Quick. Hasty. Not methodical. Done rapidly with little attention to detail. Passing quickly over or through something that deserves closer examination. Synonyms of cursory include hurried, haphazard, slapdash, and superficial. Antonyms include thorough, careful, exhaustive, prolonged, and protracted. Don't be fooled by the sound of the word cursory. It has nothing to do with curses or cursing. Cursory comes through the Latin cursorius, running, from the Latin currere, to run. This Latin currere, to run, is also the root of the words course, a path on which one moves or runs, curriculum, a course of study, and courier, a messenger who runs here and there delivering important documents or urgent news. By derivation, cursory means running about, not standing still, and the word was once used in this sense. Today, however, cursory is used to mean done rapidly with little attention to detail, passing quickly over or through something that deserves closer examination. A cursory glance is a quick, passing glance. A cursory reading is a hasty, superficial reading. A cursory explanation is a hurried explanation, one that covers the subject in a haphazard way. A cursory investigation is not methodical. It is done rapidly, with little attention to detail. Word 42. Vacillate. V-A-C-I-L-L-A-T-E. To waver, fluctuate, be indecisive, show uncertainty, hesitate in making up one's mind. The strong leader is decisive. The weak leader vacillates. Vacillate comes from a Latin verb meaning to sway to and fro. When you vacillate, you go back and forth mentally on an issue or question. The person or group that vacillates has difficulty coming to a conclusion or expressing a firm opinion. Word 43. Clement. C-L-E-M-E-N-T. Mild, calm, tranquil, moderate, temperate, not severe or extreme. Also, merciful, lenient, inclined to pardon or forgive. Clement comes from the Latin clemens, mild, and may be used to mean mild in 2 ways. You may say the weather is clement when it's mild or temperate. When it's rough or stormy, it's inclement, not mild and calm. Clement's second sense applies to a mild state of mind, one in which the person is inclined to be lenient or forgiving. A convicted criminal can only hope for a clement judge. If you screw up at work, you hope your boss will be clement, lenient, merciful. The corresponding noun is clemency, mildness, leniency, compassion. The lawyers ask the governor to show clemency and stay the execution. Word 44. Lucrative. L-U-C-R-A-T-I-V-E. Profitable. Producing wealth. Money-making. Financially productive. Remunerative. You've probably heard the phrase filthy lucre, which comes from Shakespeare. Lucre, L-U-C-R-E, is an old word for money, profit, wealth. In modern usage, lucre used alone usually implies filthy lucre, tainted money, ill-gotten gains. Lucre and the useful adjective lucrative come from the Latin lucrum, gain, profit. That which is lucrative is likely to make money, turn a profit. A lucrative job pays well. A lucrative business deal is profitable. A lucrative enterprise is a money-making enterprise. Word 45. Allocate. A-L-L-O-C-A-T-E. To assign, designate, earmark. Set aside for a specific purpose. Allocate comes from a Latin verb meaning to locate, determine the place of. That which is allocated has been assigned a special place or purpose. A person might allocate a bedroom in the house as a home office. Busy parents try to allocate time to spend with their children. Voters pass bond measures to allocate funds for education, parks, or libraries. One measure of a successful company is how much money it allocates for product development. Word 46. Reconcile. R-E-C-O-N-C-I-L-E. To make friendly again. Restore friendly relations between. Settle. Resolve. Bring into harmony or agreement. Reconcile comes from the Latin reconciliare, to make good again, restore, repair. When estranged partners reconcile, they make their relationship good again by restoring it, repairing what was wrong with it. When two parties in a dispute reconcile their differences, they settle them and restore friendly relations. The corresponding noun is reconciliation, a settlement, resolution, the act of restoring harmony or agreement. Reconcile also has two other useful senses. It may mean to bring into agreement, make consistent. The jury found it hard to reconcile the defendant's confession of guilt the night of the murder with his profession of innocence during the trial. Reconcile may also mean to resign oneself to accept something undesirable. Nancy didn't want to live with her mother-in-law, but she reconciled herself to it and tried to get on with her life.
To continue with Level 2, Word 47, please fast-forward the tape and turn to Side 8.